Your reaction to today's 5-1 win in the sun here on the north coast, David?
Andy, I said every week when we win, delighted. And delighted with more, with the response of going a goal down today. A game that we were well on top of, missed a few chances in the first half. But we were certainly well on top of the game. And I said, if we hadn't got the 3 points today, I wouldn't have travelled today. Especially with our first half performance. We had the same sort of time, same sort of first half when we were down here last time, we were on top of the game, went in 1-0 up and come out and drew the game. And you always be a wee bit weary because obviously Coleraine are a good side. They've got good players and they've been on a really good run this year. So when you do go 1-0 down, you sort of start to consider making changes. How's the players going to react to going a goal down when we probably deserve to be in front? But they showed a man's character today. And so you see with the turnout of Linford supporters today, the reaction of our goals going in. It was probably as good as good of away crowd at away games with the atmosphere and the big crowd that I've seen here as being Linford manager.
As you say, a great day for the supporters. They turned out in the numbers. They made a lot of noise. There was a lot of reaction to our goals and obviously goals elsewhere. It'll be a lot of happy cars going back down the road, isn't it?
There certainly will be, and you know they deserve it. And I've said to the players in there, they deserve the opportunity to go to Cliftonville next week for a shot at the league title, because we were written off, Andy. The players were written off. People had questioned the mentality of the players, that questioned the new management of me coming in. But the players have worked from day one this season. They've, not me, not the staff, not the supporters, the players have earned the right to go next week and give themselves a chance of winning the league title. And many had written us off, which again, for me, I love all that. I get high on that. I get excited about that. I get annoyed about it and infuriated at times. But I say these players have shown immense character to go toe-to-toe with a really good Crusader side for so long. Winning games when the real pressure's on, and people always said about when pressure's on you need to win games. And they've certainly proved that, and they proved that today, because I'm sure the players were well aware of the scores elsewhere, because you hear little sort of rumours and a few odd lies in the crowd, but you certainly know when all the goals are going in elsewhere. You do have to concentrate on our job, our own business, and the players went about that in the right way today.
And we showed right from the first minute. I think we had a chance in the first minute, and for 90 minutes we kept up intensity, we kept up tempo, and the goals, we had the patience to wait for the goals, and when they came, they came.
Yeah, they came, and they came quickly, thankfully, and they were good goals. They were well worked goals on a pitch that is a little bit bobbly at times, but it's probably as good as I've seen down here for a while. But say some of our goals, Aaron Burns' first goal.
He meant that, didn't he?
Of course he did. People are saying it was a cross, but you know, I know Burnsy long enough now. I know the quality he has, and it was a great finish to get us back. And he scored a massive goal down here for us last year when we came back from 2-0 down to win 3-2. When we were 2-0 down, he scored a goal right bang on half time to get us in a 2-1 to give us an opportunity. And he done it today. And the only probably disappointment for thing I seen him staring up at me when I'd already taken him off was the Paul Smith penalty, which he missed. Burnsy probably could have hat trick, and he deserved a hat trick with his performance today. But I had to make sure that Aaron and Mark Hockey were sort of well catered for and looked after, because they were on 4 yellow cards today, which was a cut off point for the cup final. So I had to make sure they were right, and both players certainly understood that.
It's an almighty run we've been on. I don't know how many wins apart from that draw with Portadown, but we've won nothing yet, so it's no. Keeping feet in the ground now.
It is, certainly, isn't it? You know, the players, and sort of at the end, you know, the crowd are obviously spilling onto the pitch. They're excited because we've not been in this situation. The league was over last year, it was over the year before. It hasn't been down this far. And that's why people sort of questioned, had Linfield got the bottle for it? I think the players proved today, going a goal behind, that they had certainly more than enough bottle. But say, give Cliftonville respect next week. They'll be shown immense respect for the club and the tradition that they have. That they're not just going to, I would imagine, they're not going to want us to come down and swan about with a league title down there next week. So we'll go down, we'll do it right, we'll be professional like we have been, and hopefully it's a big day for this club next week.
It's a different kind of pressure. We've had the pressure of chasing down a 10-point, 7-point, 4-point, 1-point lead. Now we've got to handle the pressure of actually being in front.
Yep, I'd rather be in front than behind going into next week with one game left. So hopefully it's a good time to hit the front. We've not been top of the table, but I firmly believe with the characters and the mentality now, the change in some of the players, their efforts and attitudes, that they've earned the right next week to go down there. And I want to win the game. 100%. The players should want to win the game and finish it off right. So we've got two massive weeks ahead of us. And I say it's great that we've the opportunity to do that, and I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
We're only just soaking in today's result, but it's a hell of a game to look forward to at Solitude next week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The only unfortunate thing, probably from our own point of view, supporters-wise and club-wise, that we don't actually get that many tickets. So
they're gold dust now, aren't they?
Not sure how that's... I bought a few tickets out during the week. I might put them on eBay and see how many... what I can get for them.
The gold dust. Those tickets are gold dust.
Oh, they are, and rightly so. And the fans were queuing up Tuesday night because they still had belief. They've shown huge belief in this team and belief in me as a manager and the staff that here, that we could still do it. You know, games were running out and you sort of question, it's not going to happen. Nobody's going to drop points. Crusaders keep winning games. They keep coming back from behind and winning. But you know, supporters through thick and thin, and the amount of supporters were down here that day was incredible. And hopefully they go home and say get behind us again during the week like they have done. Get behind us next Saturday like they have done all season, and we'll see where that takes us next Saturday night.
And today's game has no effect on the cup final, too.
Certainly not. No, I spoke to Aaron there, and you know, obviously they made a couple of changes, a couple of suspensions, and injury. So it's certainly not going to be burned. We certainly, and the players, when it gets to the cup final day, won't be turning up thinking this is going to be strolling the park, because they'll be miles better than that. They've a lot of young players in the squad, but they've all our experienced players in the squad, and you know, we're certainly not going to be laying down, letting Linfield run over the top of them.
And you yourself, you didn't enjoy that in the director's box today, so you
didn't? I did. So I kick every ball. That's my last game now, so.
I dug out. That Solitude must be very appealing next week.
It is. I can't wait. So it's great timing, and again. Looking at it from afar at times, looking at it from above, you know, I'm still obviously mic'd up and in contact with the staff and that, but sometimes it gives you a better insight into the players. You can see more from above. It's not ideal all the times. But maybe for, I know some of the, you know, Walter Smith, I was at Rangers with Walter, and Walter used to watch the first 20-25 minutes from above and then come down because he had seen what was happening in the game. And when you are up there, you get to see so much more. You know, people's movements, where the space is, what way they attack. So sometimes it gives you a wee bit of insight into it, but so I'll be looking forward to Solitude back in the touchline next week, and ready to go. Oh, and on my best behaviour.
And during the week we look back at a famous Billy Murray goal at this ground that helped us win the league. Wouldn't it be great if in 20 years we were looking back on famous Linfield goals today that helped us along a road to where we want to be?
Yep, let's hope so, Andy. We've a big game next week against Cliftonville again, one that we should all relish as a club and as a team, and I certainly will as a manager, a young manager, a new manager. And I say I've never hidden the immense pride that I have in being this club's manager, so I'll go down, tell the players, pump the chest out, and let's have it.
One happy bus on the way home tonight, isn't it?
I certainly hope so.
Well done, David.
Thanks, Andy.